I say the Lord is my shepherd. What am I saying when I say the Lord is my shepherd? I'm saying he provides for me everything I need. He has given me and given me access to all that I need. He'll give me insight to see what I need to see and everywhere I need to go and do. So I said, the Lord is my shepherd, I don't want. He maketh me to lie down where? He maketh me to lie down where? In green pasture. He leadeth me where the waters are still. I've been in the Gulf. You know, we went fishing out in the Gulf. You know, yeah. Well, and the water and the wind got high. And I've seen them wave that high, at least four feet high. And one time the man in the boat, he shook my, well, anyway. He crossed that wave the wrong way, and the nose of that boat went under that wave, boy. And here I'm sitting on it, looking at it. Woo, and that boat came up. Thank you, Jesus. But here, let me get back to where I'm going. I'm getting all off on that. And the wave, when the wind is blowing, you can see the wave. And those huge ships, you know, they almost create that kind of a wave. When you go, if you don't want to get close to them and pass by them while they're passing through, because they carry some weight like that. But the water's rough, and we was out there in the deep, fishing somewhere 100 feet deep and further. That's deep, and the boat is constantly doing that. If you ain't got a good stumble on you, you gonna get seasick. You study rolling. Hallelujah. But he said he leads us where? By still water. The water's not trouble. There's no trouble waters in my life. And you see some people, they're so troubled. You wonder, how did they make it? How have they made it? Far they made it. Because they live on trouble waters. But I come to tell you, the Lord leads you that trust him. Hallelujah. And you can say, in my life, I have peace. And trouble don't come here disturbing my peace. Trouble come, but I make it leave. Because I got peace to stay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said, he took when he spoiled principalities and powers. He took the key from, this is what the Bible says, he took the key of hell and death. Revelation 1:18. I'm he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And have the key of hell and death. I have the key of death, hell, and the grave. I conquer them all. He got the key. How did he get them? He took them. He took them from the devil. And when he got ready to leave, he said, behold, I give unto you power. I give you the keys to the kingdom. What do you give you keys? What is key for? Unlock. Lock up. You have the power. You have the ability. You have the authority. Or should I say, you have the authority to release his ability. Are you listening to me? You have the authority to release his ability in your life. And what you don't, now this is what the Lord said to me. I'm getting close to the end. So he said, what you bind up, why do you bind something up? You put it out of operation. You stop what it's doing. When you lock something up, when you bind it, you stop it. And look at this. And also there's another word. You can, but listen to what I'm saying. You can also dissolve it. That means you separate it from what it used to be. It can't form itself and stay what it is. You dissolve it so it become unusable. You bind it up. You stop what it's doing. Now here's the word that got me. He said, and you notice the word, you bind, you loosen. You do what? Bind, and I've said it before, you bind, you loose. Now listen to this. You loose when you let something go. You thinking about it is in its original form when you bound it. It'll run off and start doing stuff again. But he said, think of loosening. You crumble it up to where it has no form or use, and you loose it. I'm going to say that again because y'all didn't get that. When you loose it, you crush it where it has no form or use anymore. You crush everything in it usable that it had in it to be you, and you loose it. And it just falls to the ground, unusable. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, when we understand how bad we are, what I mean by that, we're some bad, bad creatures. I mean, we're some God creatures that have authority to do some stuff in our lives on this earth and bring change to people who are hurting, people who are lost, people who are bound, people who are demon possessed, oppressed. Hallelujah. To set them free from the works and the demonic activities of the devil, where their nights are rested and they can't sleep. You can bring peace to their lives by using your authority, preaching the gospel, setting the captive free, getting them born again, getting them filled with the Holy Ghost, talking in tongues, raising a hand, glorifying God, and they won't sit. And they won't go through life bound and thinking and controlled by the sorrows and trouble, because they've been set free. They've been loosed from it. And they have the joy of the Lord. They have the peace of God. They have his blessing on them. For the blessing of the Lord, it maketh us rich, and it hath no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have authority to bind and to loosen, to rule, to reign as kings in life. How? By one, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. If that don't thrill your heart, I guess it's just dead. Praise God. Woo! I'm a king. I am the redeemed. I've been set free. Anybody here can say that. He sent them forth that they may preach this good news. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you.